Welcome back, baseball family. Let's talk some playoffs again. Let's talk ALCS and NLCS. Here we go. Okay, first, Houston versus Boston. Game three going on right now. Like we said before, the Red Sox are still up 9-3. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning right now. I feel like errors might be the eventual undoing of the Astros.
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
It kind of seems like it. Like, what is it about the postseason that Jose Altuve really struggles with throwing the ball?
I don't know.
I don't think it's nerves, because he seems to do well at the plate, which is where I always got nervous during the postseason, like during tournaments and stuff. Like, I don't know.
I always got nervous at the plate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The plate was where I got nervous.
I just got nervous at the plate. Like, I didn't matter. Postseason, I didn't. I just said something. They're like, oh, man.
I see what you're saying. Oh,
I can relate to that. I feel like that makes a lot of sense.
but yeah, it's funny because a guy who's been so good defensively, because I think he had like three errors all season, and now he's got three in this series.
Yeah, he does. Like,
eesh, man. But that's not really the story of this whole thing. The whole story of this is that the Red Sox are busting out the rye bread and the mustard, because it's been grand salami time the last 3 days. And by that, I mean, Briggs got the salami. For those of you not watching, he literally just put salami.
I literally have salami. But I'm not going to apologize.
And the only reason it's been three grand salamis in 3 days is because they had a day off in there.
Correct, sir.
For those of you who don't know or have not been paying attention to this series as closely as maybe you ought to be, Boston hit a grand slam in the first inning of Game 2, J.D. Martinez. And then in the second inning, it was Rafael Devers.
Yep, of Game 2.
And his Cabbage Patch Cheeks hit a grand slam in the second inning.
Sure did.
Holy moly. They're the first team to ever do that, two grand slams in one postseason game.
Yes,
and
sir.
And then Brig,
my man,
Kyle Schwarber,
his royal Schwarbness,
another one tonight in the second inning.
Yes, he did. And they're early. They're early, and they've got the bases juiced because they are playing small ball. They're putting the ball in play. You know who's not putting the ball in play very often?
The Astros.
Is Houston. Jose Altuve, as of right now, okay, it is the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-for-11 in this series.
Baseball's hard when you don't know what's coming.
Michael Brantley, 2-for-11 in this series. Alex Bregman, 2-for-10 in this series.
It makes a big difference when those guys aren't hitting the ball.
Huge difference.
Because they're the ones who are going to kill you. And Correa, that dude just rakes all day, every day.
He's a terrific ball player.
Yeah, can we talk about that for just a minute? So it was game one of this series. He hits that home run in the seventh inning. And by the way, I did see a graphic after the game that he has four go-ahead home runs in the seventh inning or later in the postseason in his career, which is the most all-time.
Whoa. I did not know that.
So he is Mr. Clutch. Clutch Correa, if you want. Maybe that's what we'll call him.
Just graphic.
But he can't win the games. He can't win the series by himself.
Nope.
And maybe that's part of the reason he's talking about leaving after the season, because he's like, I'm tired of carrying these guys in the postseason.
Right. And we cheated and it didn't work.
Exactly.
I don't want to bring that up anymore. But the point is that Kike Hernandez he's at the plate. And it's so exciting. I have to watch him play baseball. I just have to.
And it's been the month of Kike Hernandez.
It really is.
Because when the Red Sox need a home run, he's got it. When they need a defensive play, he's got it. And if they just need a hit, he's got it. A lot of hits in that bat right now.
Did you see him throw that frozen rope from center field to home plate?
I did.
He literally fell over.
Did you see what that was clocked at?
No.
That throw was clocked at a shade over 97 miles an hour.
Oh, my. Jeez.
That's a good throw. And it was a strike, too. It was a strike. It was a little bit late, but it was a strike.
It was the perfect placement, and he blew the mm-hmm. cutoff man right out. Just blew him off. Like, yeah. I don't, whatever. And the cutoff man's backup guy, it didn't matter. He missed two guys, and it went all the way to the plate.
Threw over the double cut. Yep. Yes. So, Brig, you did some math on this, because we were talking about how the Dodgers and the Braves are not hitting very many home runs as a collective unit, scoring a whole lot of runs. But Kike Hernandez has been on a tear. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about Kike Hernandez versus let's just go with the Dodgers.
Okay, so Kike Hernandez, in 32 at-bats, that was prior to tonight's game, 32 at-bats, he's hit five bombs, five home runs. In L.A., the Dodgers have had 267 at-bats this postseason and have hit seven home runs. So put that in your prayer and ponder it. So Kike Hernandez, five home runs and 32 at-bats, the entire Dodgers staff this postseason, 267 at-bats, seven home runs.
That's so funny.
It's crazy.
Well, and I think we talked about it a little bit last week that he went on that tear as well when he went he got on base, I think it was 16 times in 12 games or something like that, or three games. Yeah. I can't remember. Three, four games.
Well, and he's 2-for-3 tonight.
There you go.
Dude just does not know how to stop, man. Yeah. And they just showed a graphic on the baseballs tapes thing. The people who do the thing, the television guys.
Yeah.
They just showed this. I'm going to read this to you because I thought it was really, really cool. It's talking about Kike Hernandez, and then we can move on. But 17-plus hits and 5-plus home runs in a 6-game span, okay? History in the American League, regular season and the postseason combined. Here is here's the group he's hanging out with. Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Kirby Puckett, and now Kike Hernandez.
Pretty good company, I'd say.
The previous four dudes are all in the Hall of Fame.
And this is the thing that's funny, is I don't know that Kike Hernandez is going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe not.
Like,
I don't know. He's 16 years into his career. That's been a long time to get hot like this. But
that's pretty good longevity. But this is the thing, is with this guy, he does this in October. He's never been this hot.
No,
but he's good in October. He's all right in the regular season. But if he did this during the regular season, we'd be talking about him up with like Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. He'd be winning MVPs.
That's exactly what I was saying.
That's the level of play that he's putting up right now.
Well, and I think he's outperforming guys like Mike Trout. Like, let's be honest. And not just because of injuries, but Mike Trout doesn't have the stage. He doesn't have the backup. He doesn't have the security. That Kike Hernandez is being afforded by other guys on the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because and the thing too is that Mike Trout has three postseason games under his belt, and I don't know that he's done anything with them. Let me see if I can find him real quick.
Not like this.
But I know that he's never won a postseason game. That's a big thing. That's something actually that people hold against him. He is 1-for-12. Yeah. With one home run. That's it. A solo home run. Three walks, two strikeouts in the postseason.
I'm sorry. Kike Hernandez, 7 years in the league. Sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
He's been at 16 series in the postseason.
That makes sense.
That's what it is. It's 65 postseason games in his 7-year career. Yeah.
That's a lot.
65 season games.
Yeah, well, and he played a big role with the Dodgers last year.
For sure. A long time.
Yeah. I mean, he was a big part of the reason that the Dodgers made it as far as they did the last 4 years.
Yeah. So,
anyway, let's go and talk about
age 30 season, by the way. Rounding that out. Okay.
So let's talk about Atlanta and LA. So this series has not only gone backwards from what I thought it was going to be, but it's also been way better than I thought it was going to be. So Boston and Houston is exciting because Boston's hitting all the home runs.
Yeah.
All the home runs.
Doing the American League thing, right?
Yes, exactly. But Atlanta has walked off the Dodgers twice in two games.
Yeah.
twice in two games. Now,
in the ninth, by the way, extra innings.
Oh, okay. Yes, not in the seventh or eighth inning. They're definitely walking off. But no, that
no, I mean
sense.
Like it's not 10, 11, whatever. Because it
yeah,
could
these
be.
These games are not going long. They're walking off their first chance they've got. That's and it's right. funny because there was some talk about how like, oh my gosh, you know, the Dodgers won 106 games and Atlanta only won 88. There's no yeah. way, there's no reason for Atlanta to have home field advantage, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, no, you got to win your division. And that's right. the emphasis right there, right? Like you can be a wild card team and get in, but all it means is that you're in. You don't get that's any it. Benefit besides continuing yeah. to play. That Atlanta won 88 games. They have home field advantage because they won the terrible NL East.
Yep.
So,
but you can put that unlike the White Sox. Yeah, exactly. Unlike the White Sox, the Atlanta Braves are crushing it. They are rising to and extending beyond the occasion every single mm-hmm. time.
Yep. It's they awesome. Are. And it is awesome. It's been a lot of fun to watch because this series has been, I mean, it's been blow for blow, right? I mean,
oh man,
Ray, you talk about boxing all the time, and it's seriously like right cross, uppercut, boom. Uppercut, like hook. It's been back and forth the entire time. When one team goes ahead, the other team responds. There's a reason it's been tied in the ninth inning of these games because they're just going blow for each other, and it's the last team up to the plate is going to win. And I hope it continues in Los Angeles because I would love to see more walk-offs.
Doubt. Well, and a walk-off away for Atlanta would be exhilarating, but I do have to be honest. I need them to lose one game in L.A.
Oh, so they come back to...
Yeah, so I can go see them in game six.
Yeah, well, they'd have to lose two. They'd have to lose two.
You're right, yeah, two. I almost went both nights, but I just couldn't work it out. Anyway,
yeah.
I if they come back this Saturday, if they lose two games in L.A. and they come back this Saturday, I'm going.
Well, you know what, Brig? If they do end up sweeping or only losing one, I mean, you've got
the World Series.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Of course. So, I don't know what tickets for the World Series would be, but right now they're between $150 and $175 a piece.
You might need to double it.
That's if you want to sit down.
Yeah, you might need to double it.
Might need to not go at that price, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are inaccessible prices. That's cost prohibitive.
Yes. It's ridiculous is what it is. But no, it's been an awesome series. If you haven't been watching this, like turn it on. It's been on TBS. Find a way to watch it.
For real.
Because it's good. Well, and here's something else too, is that Max Scherzer didn't have his typical outing. He gave up a right. couple home runs, gave up some hits in the home run Sunday night. But he said he's pitching through a dead arm. He's just, they're like, are you having like problems? He's, no, it's just tired, which is not typical of Max Scherzer, I feel like. I mean, granted, he's 37, 38.
Yeah, he's older than Creek Dirt for sure.
He's getting there, right?
Just kidding. Yeah, but he's getting to the end.
Yeah.
But we're still seeing these killer performances. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of one of those ageless wonders. Yeah, so he's 37. Mm-hmm. And this is what you would expect for him, is that this late in the season, and he's pitched into the postseason. What, how many times has he been in the postseason in his career? Let me look.
Like,
where are we at?
Three?
Postseason. Four? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. This is his eighth postseason.
Okay.
One of those. So in 2014, he just had one outing.
Okay.
With Detroit against Baltimore.
I was going to say, I forgot about Detroit. That's right.
16, 17 with the Nats. Those were short. Yeah. But still, yeah. I mean, the fact that he's pitching beyond the regular season, those are extra pitches on that arm, and it's going to add up eventually.
And he's 37.
Exactly right. Because this is the way I equate it, is that they talk a lot about in the NBA mileage on those guys' legs, right? Like yeah. LeBron James has played like three full regular seasons, two or three full regular seasons of just postseason basketball.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so he's got like 17 or 18 seasons under his belt in the NBA, but you add on those the postseason, he's got like 20 or 21.
Interesting. That's a cool metric. They should do that in baseball. That's cool.
They should, and because basically any numbers the guys put up in postseason are in a vacuum. They don't include it at all. Like, they don't include games pitched. They don't include games played. It always comes up in the arguments, like we talked about with Mike Trout a few minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But as far as, like, Scherzer's pitch count, especially when he was with the Nats in that championship run, he was the workhorse.
He carried the whole damn pitching staff. Oh,
he did.
The whole darn pitching staff.
Him and Strasburg, right?
Yeah.
Those guys carried everybody, just about.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, there have been a lot of pitches coming out of that arm, especially in a day and age when that's something that they really care about.
So, and nobody's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nobody. Like, where's Justin Verlander?
He's still out with TJ, isn't
that's
he?
That's what I'm saying. He had the same problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's old.
I think he's the same age. So yeah. Old.
That's what I'm saying.
Dirt, as you say, right?
Older than Creek Dirt. Yeah, that's right. We should post a picture of what actually older than Creek Dirt actually looks like. It's not Max Scherzer.
For those of you so Justin Verlander is six. Justin Verlander is 38. I just pulled him up on Baseball Reference.
Yeah.
And just above his age, it says 60-day IL. And at first I read that as 60 years old, and I was like, no. I had to double take.
Well, let's talk about this. Going back to the Atlanta LA series, the scores have been low, and so the Red Sox have scored 9 runs in tonight's game so far, and the Houston Astros have scored 3 runs, and we had like a 9-run total.
So yesterday. Sunday night the score was 5-4. Saturday it was 3-2.
So 14 runs total. That's right.
We've had 12 runs tonight.
Is this a difference between the American League and the National League? Is that as simple as this is?
We talked about it last week. I think it is.
I think so.
It's pitching versus offense.
And that's why when we get to the World Series, it's going to be way better because we're going to be able to see these like opposites attract thing happening, right? It's a yin-yang.
Well, especially since, like, right now it looks like the Red Sox cannot be stopped. So,
do you think the Braves can do it?
I don't know. They've slowed down that Dodgers, which is pretty dang good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, you got to wonder if the Braves have what it takes to beat LA.
It's the unstoppable object against an immovable unstoppable force against an immovable object.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. It'll be fun to watch. I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it. It's also a little bit depressing because baseball is coming to an end and then we have to address the CBA.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like, I don't want to call it the elephant in the room, but it's like that chore that you have to get done that you've been putting off all day long. And then finally at the end of the day, you're like, I can't go. It's like making your bed after you wash the sheets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to put the sheets back on because it's a pain, but you can't get in bed till you do it.
That's the perfect analogy. That's the perfect. You know what the solution to that is? Ready for a life hack?
Yeah. What's that?
At least 2 sets of sheets.
Mm.
Take the sheets off, put the new ones back on, then wash them.
That's smart.
Yeah. Then you never, ever have that problem, which is what I hope they do. See, here's the analogy. It's what I hope they do with the CBA. I hope they say, okay, these changes will be instituted in 1 year's time, 2 years' time for that one, 3 years' time. It becomes a phased out plan to reintegrate whatever they negotiate at the end of the season so that we don't have a work stoppage and everybody has a chance to acclimate to the new standards. So we need,
because it's probably going to be pretty drastic. CBA. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be pretty drastic. But going back to the sheets thing, I thought you were going to say the solution to that problem is just don't wash your sheets. Oh. Gross break.
You are you kidding me? Sheets. I'm domesticated. Have you not known? Do you not know this?
I do know. I know. I've been
to
your house.
All the hats around here. All of them. That's not true. I'm not a child anymore. But that's it, though. I mean, I am sometimes. Sometimes I'm just the big kid.
Are we all? Are we all?
Yeah. I talk about baseball for fun every week. It's fantastic.
I know. I know. So, speaking of being a kid and talking about baseball, so I think I told you about this earlier break. So, today is Alex Cora's 46th birthday, right? Yeah. So, I saw it on PTI today. I thought it was pretty cool. And I said something about it. My wife was in the kitchen. She goes, "Who is it?" I was like, "Alex Cora, manager for the Red Sox, two-time cheater." She's like, "What?" So I explained the whole thing with the Astros, and then he went to the Red Sox and implemented the system there and got caught and everything. And Wilson, my son, who, by the way, is 7, for context, came walking in as I said that he was a two-time cheater. He goes, "Wow, it seems like they should just kick him out of baseball. He shouldn't be able to coach anymore." Like, this kid gets it.
Wow.
How hard is that, Rob? You're a 7-year-old made your decision for you.
Right, and like I said earlier, he knows as much about Star Wars as he does about baseball.
He does. So it's actually pretty good, though.
Yeah. Let's be real. That's what I'm saying. He's a smart kid.
He's a really smart kid. If he wants to learn about it, he will, and he'll learn everything there is.
Everything. The dude, I mean, you want to talk about dinosaurs? All day, baby. All day, yes. This dude. He knows everything about dinosaurs.
He does so much.
I promise.
Yeah. So Wilson's the kid who reads, like, the Big Book of Why. And and like all those, like, what is the Big Book of Why? There's another one, like a historic, I don't know. Anyway, we were at a D-backs game and he was talking to this lady about something. And she goes, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And he goes, "I want to be, what's the word, Dad?" I was like, "I don't know. Like, it's different every 20 minutes. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I want to be a historian when I grow up." I was like, "Oh, dang, I didn't know that." So that's his new thing. That's his new thing, is he wants to be a historian. Smart kid.
Makes sense.
Really smart
kid. Makes sense. Yeah. He's a smart kid for sure.
All right. Should we wrap this up, Brig?
Let's wrap it up, man. Wrap it all the way up. Then we finish this game. It's the bottom of the sixth. No outs, one on. Boston's at the plate. Bogarts.
Still 9-3.
9-3. He's 1-for-3 this game. Might be Devers at first base. I don't know who it is. There's Schwarber.
Probably. Yeah, it's probably Devers at first. I don't have, like, the game up, but I bet that's Devers at first.
The strike zone is all over the place tonight, man.
It has been. Ugh. It has been all season, and I thought it would get better in the postseason, but it has not. We need robo-umps. This needs to be put into the CBA. This needs to be the first thing that's addressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, with that.
On that note,
baseball family, we appreciate you being with us every single week. And we know we're coming into our period of mourning and sadness, collective sadness. We have something special for you for that collective sadness. So we're just going to let slip that teaser in there. Don't worry about it. It'll happen. We will bring it to your attention when the time is right. It will probably be in November. Because we will all be sad in November together. And since we do baseball together during the baseball season, we'll do sadness and mourning together when it's the winter meetings.
Maybe that's what we'll call ourselves in the off season, sadness together.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.